With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting it's the day before the 2024 election and both presidential candidates are racing around the country for last-minute votes. Election officials are preparing as well. Ohio Secretary of State Frank LaRose tells WXYZ-TV that any reports of election interference will be taken seriously.
Of course, during the course of this administration, we have referred hundreds of cases to county prosecutors and to the state attorney general. Because, again, we believe that when laws are not enforced, they're not laws, they're suggestions. We're going to make sure they're enforced, and we're going to keep election fraud rare in Ohio. Voter fraud, voter suppression, all of those things are ugly. All of those things are illegal, and we're not going to tolerate any of them.
Republicans are hoping to flip Ohio in a marquee Senate race, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Democrat Sherrod Brown is trying to win a fourth term in the U.S. Senate, but he's facing a tough challenge from Cleveland businessman Bernie Marino. It's not only shaping up to be the most expensive Senate contest in the country, it's a race that will play a role in deciding which party controls the Senate. Republicans hope a victory here will shift the balance of power in their favor. The latest polling average shows Brown and Marino locked in a virtual tie. Greg Clugston, Toledo, Ohio.
It's one of the most underpublicized policies of some of the biggest U.S. retailers. Sometimes they give customers full refunds and let them keep unwanted items, too. Returnless refunds are a tool that more retailers are using to keep online shoppers happy and to reduce shipping fees, processing time, and other ballooning from mountains of returned products. Companies such as Amazon, Walmart, and Target have decided some items are not worth the cost or hassle of getting them back. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 257 points. This is SRN News. Politicians aren't the only ones who are lying.
A new poll released by Axios finds that an awful lot of Americans don't tell the truth when asked who they're voting for on Tuesday. About 50% of Generation Z, 18 to 27, say they've lied to somebody about who they're supporting for president. And that might include poll takers, by the way. Nearly 40% of millennials say they've also lied about their vote. The results speak to the country's severe polarization and might cast doubt on political polls.
SRN's Michael Harrington. A Christian school's being sued by a man living as a woman. The suit's been filed by Eleanor Zinsky, a former Liberty University employee fired by the school after disclosing her gender identity. Zinsky, who's being represented by the ACLU, claims his firing was a violation of the Civil Rights Act. Liberty says it was within its rights to let the man go, contending the Civil Rights Act permits religious institutions to make employment decisions consistent with doctrine. SRN News. No one knows how Tuesday's presidential election will turn out, but the Federal Reserve's move 2 days later is much easier to predict.
With inflation continuing to cool, the Fed is set to cut interest rates for a second time this year. On Thursday, the Fed's policymakers are on track to cut their benchmark rate by a quarter point to about 4.6% after having implemented a half-point reduction in September. The Fed's future actions, though, will become more unsettled once a new president and Congress take office in January.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Unionized factory workers at Boeing are voting whether to accept a contract offer or to continue their strike. The walkout has lasted more than 7 weeks, shut down production of most Boeing passenger planes, and cut off a key source of cash for the company. Union leaders are recommending a yes vote on the contract offer. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.